Welcome to the latest Experian Payments FM podcast. I'm here with payments expert Simon Dibble, and we're going to talk about avoiding error in business-to-business payments. So what are the main problems in B2B payments?
Well, some of the main problems or typical problems with business-to-business payments are really that they're very manual in how they're processed, from account opening through to the actual payment processing themselves. So that leads to delays in the payments being made to the customers. A poor customer experience, especially in the internet world that we live in today. Days in delaying processing just shouldn't happen. Obviously, the fact that they're very manual means they're very expensive to manage. And the fact that there's in comparison to B2C or business to consumer payments, there are a lot less controls in place than what there are in business to business scenarios. So that makes them potentially an easy target for fraudsters, and obviously the gain there is much more significant than in a consumer scenario.
Thanks, Simon. So what are the main market needs and issues?
For businesses, they want to obviously make sure that the business they're dealing with is real, and also verify that the bank details that are being provided are in fact real bank accounts. And linked to that business, typically copies of paper proofs or the actual paper proofs are usually asked for in this scenario. Obviously, they also need to comply with AML and JMLSG regulations and guidelines. But just more standard market needs, just around removing any risk of error in payments is always a significant market need. And obviously, reducing the risk of fraud is always a constant battle that companies always want to reduce.
So what can companies do to mitigate against these risks without impacting on their customers' experience?
We have a product called Bank Wizard Absolute that's been around for quite a few years now, which looked to verify the existence of a consumer account originally and link that consumer account back to the individual to prove account ownership. And recently we've extended and enhanced this service to also include corporate or business current accounts, which means that by using the solution you can prove that a bank account is open and is also linked to that business. It uses information typically gathered at the point of account opening, such as company name, company address, proprietor details, company reg number even. And what the service will do is it will take those details, compare them to the bank information that we hold within the Bank Wizard Absolute database, and provide back a confidence score to allow the business then to make a risk-based decision on whether they want to take the process forward. And therefore, potentially massively reducing the account opening time, and meaning that a much better customer experience because they won't have to provide any paper proofs to prove that this is a real bank account and linked to that business, whilst also delivering that risk-based decisioning to potentially flag up a potential fraud or some other referral process.
You mentioned fraud there, Simon. What types of fraud are we talking about?
So, we're not just talking about actually business-to-business scenarios, but we're also talking about potentially business-to-consumer scenarios where they would benefit from being able to identify where an account is a business account and not a consumer account. So, for somebody signing up for a direct debit for a service, pretending that some bank account information is theirs, that is then identified as a business account, so obviously highlights potential fraud there. And the other side as well, potentially in various different business-to-business scenarios, somebody going in and obviously purchasing potentially a fleet of cars and providing false information that bears no resemblance to the business, or potentially the business doesn't even exist. Obviously being able to highlight those sorts of risks are quite significant, and quite significant cost savings there on the fraud side, but also in supplier payments as well. Obviously, suppliers are always changing their bank accounts, and therefore always sending notifications into businesses that bank account details are being changed. The Bank Wizard Absolute solution could potentially provide a level of confidence that the details that have been changed are actually correct and connected to that that business. So again, there's several aspects where the risk of fraud can be reduced.
Thanks, Simon. So what are the benefits of ensuring that you know that the bank account you are making a payment to is the correct one?
Well, I suppose the key benefit is really around speeding up the account opening process, sort of benefit to the business as well as a benefit to the end customer. It really improves the overall customer journey and obviously ensures that the payments are made to the correct beneficiary, whether that's a collection or a direct payment. And obviously the other key benefit is really reducing that risk of fraud and therefore safeguarding the brand and reputation of your business.
Thanks, Simon. So it certainly looks feasible to both avoid the risks of fraud and deliver a great customer experience.
Thank you, Dan.